Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 17. 10 students from an Illinois high school were taken to two Racine County hospitals after their buses were involved in a minor accident in Fox Lake, Illinois this morning. The buses were taking students from Barrington High School to a retreat at Camp McLean near Burlington when one of the buses rear-ended the other. At the time, none of the students reported injuries and the buses continued on to Racine County. However, about an hour later, some of them reported feeling sore. Burlington Rescue was called at the camp as a precaution to check the students, and 10 were transported to either Aurora Memorial Hospital in Burlington or Wheaton Franciscan All Saints in Racine. None of the injuries is serious. Burlington rescue personnel requested assistance from other departments. The accident happened just a day after 9 elementary students were injured in a crash involving their bus and 2 semis in Beach Park, Illinois. The trial of the man who eluded police in Racine and Kenosha counties for weeks last fall after being named as a suspect in a homicide has been set for September. During a brief hearing in Kenosha Circuit Court this morning, Andrew Obregon's attorney, Carl Johnson, said he has not yet finished reviewing all the evidence in the case, and that could take some time.
There is the paper discovery itself is very large, but the electronic discovery is massive, I guess, for lack of a better word. So we are still in the process of going through all those things to get a better gauge on what motions we think would be appropriate.
A motion hearing has been scheduled in April. Obregon is accused of the murder of Tywan Anderson of Kenosha during a drug deal, the victim's body found in a Paris cornfield last September. Obregon led law enforcement on several high-speed chases, often losing his pursuers in cornfields in western Kenosha and Racine counties, before he was arrested in Lake County, Illinois, after allegedly assaulting a woman and stealing her car. He's facing more than 30 felony and misdemeanor charges in just Kenosha County. A man suspected of committing several robberies in Kenosha and Summers recently is in custody after also reportedly holding up a check cashing business on Washington Avenue in Mount Pleasant Thursday afternoon. Kenosha Police Chief John Morrissey tells WRJN News that investigators developed a suspect in the robberies, which involved a man armed with a knife. That suspect, according to Morrissey, was arrested as he returned home shortly after the Tuesday holdup. The man is also a suspect in last Sunday's robbery of the Northside Superette in Summers and several other Kenosha holdups in recent weeks. Chief Morrissey says the man is in the Kenosha County Jail awaiting formal charges. On the day his trial was scheduled to begin in Racine on child molestation charges, 41-year-old James Houston accepted a no-contest plea agreement to a lesser charge. Houston, who now lives in Chicago, will be sentenced March 18th by Racine County Judge Faye Flancher for third-degree sexual assault of a child. The criminal complaint says Houston was charged in June of 2013 with forcing an 11-year-old girl to fondle him. The original charge was first-degree sexual assault of a child. A proposed multi-building complex of more than 350 apartments on land in Mount Pleasant, currently owned by the Racine Library Foundation Trust, is extremely preliminary at this point. And the land has challenges, according to Village Development Director Logan Martin, who also told the Plan Commission it would be a welcome addition.
We haven't done any of that for quite a long time. And then the type of product that's being mentioned is a higher rent, you know, $1,000 to $1,400 a month rent, one or two bedroom only, granite countertops, stainless appliances. So it is a different product that we don't have here. But the library land has its challenges, and there's some things there that may or may not allow the project to get to any type of conclusion.
Racine area developer North Terra Real Estate Group and two partner developers held a neighborhood meeting this past Monday to give area residents a glimpse of what's being proposed for 37 acres off Spring Street between Green Bay and Newman Roads. With Oak Creek Common Council approval this week, construction will begin this summer on a high-end apartment development with nearly 300 units on almost 25 acres at South Pennsylvania and East Drexel Avenues. The city's comprehensive land use plan had to be changed, allowing the apartments on the site, which had been restricted to just single-family homes. Too many yard sales, or sales that kept going week after week, has led the city of Wauwatosa to crack down on what officials say were mainly commercial operations with new products instead of personal property like used clothing. The Wauwatosa Common Council approved an ordinance this week that creates tighter rules about the time and frequency of rummage sales. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.